Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Conservation Programs Manager at Memorial Park, Danny Milliken.
Right, Houston. Good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. It's a live gardening show all about making Houston better at gardening, making you better at gardening, helping you out. And we do that really by giving information, which is pretty awesome. So we have assembled this dynamic team of knowledge specialists from all over the city. And let me just tell you who they are. So these are like the top garden centers, mom and pop places, local, kind of like community building sort of places. So all over the city, scattered around. You're going to be amazed by the location, the spread, all that stuff. And just, you know, we every week we get in two people from these awesome places, and we get to answer your gardening questions. So those really cool garden centers are Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights, Nelson Nursery and Water Garden in Katy, Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Garden. Got the pair there. Pretty awesome. Warren Southern Gardens up in Kingwood, up in Tomball, the Arbor Gate. And then if you're up 249, just past Louetta, you've got a great place called Plants for All Seasons. And here's Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm good. How's New Orleans?
You know, it's fun. It's really fun. We had a fun time last night. Saw some live music, the Orpheum Theater, which is a beautiful old theater here. But it's really cool walking around because, you know, everywhere I look, there's you know, flowers I know and citrus trees everywhere and trees I know. Beautiful. Sometimes when I go like to the northeast, I mean the northwest, like, you know, Seattle, Oregon, I don't know half the plants. I'm like, what's going on? You know, so it's nice to be somewhere where everything's familiar.
Yes, beautiful, beautiful city.
In fact, just yesterday I was talking to a restaurant owner and their lemon tree had been struggling. And guess what was happening?
What was it?
A branch was growing up from beneath the graft line, and it was a trifoliate orange growing there, dominating their lemon tree. We don't know. They're like, we don't know what's happening.
Well, so, thank God you came.
Yeah, for real. I'm like, man, you need to have me here more often. Next time, fly me, though. It's a long drive. It's a surprisingly long drive.
It is, and I-10's not the friendliest road.
Yeah, we decided to, like, power sauce it Tuesday afternoon. So, I mean, Thursday afternoon, we did it. But I'm enjoying it here. I'm missing being with you in studio.
Yeah, it's a little
I always love
dynamic,
that. What's going on these days at Plants for All Seasons?
Well, we're getting ready, getting, you know, it's always prepping for spring. So,
oh, right.
Even though we're not busy with customers yet, we are super busy getting ready. So we've made a lot of changes in our gift shop and getting some workshops going on. I'm setting my class schedule. I know some of the garden centers on the show are doing classes starting this weekend.
Right.
We're going to kick it off here at the end of February. So,
well, that's great.
Yeah.
That is great. Well, spring, you know, it's sort of creeping in, right? It's
it's kind of a sneaky
transition.
You got it.
For those of you out there that are, you know, new to Houston, we don't get a big moment of thaw. We get these kind of, you know, cold fronts that keep blowing in, then it warms up, cold front blows in. So like a cold front blew in Thursday, you know, got it down in the 50s again, but come this week, going to creep back up in the 70s. So now is a really good time to start not just prepping for spring, but really kind of like considering planting for spring.
Absolutely. I got my tomatoes planted last week, so.
Yes, good. Tomatoes, you got to get them in as early as you can. But luckily, they're not the only plant that you can be planting right now.
Absolutely.
Strategically. I, you know, big gardener, love gardening, love fruit trees, also love flowers. And one thing that I feel like is underrated from a production perspective is cut flowers, flowers that you can actually like make arrangements out of, or maybe not flowers, but plants you can make arrangement out of. So we're going to explore spring gardening, using flowers for cut flowers that you grow kind of today as we stroll along. So 713-572-4610, that's how you join the conversation. This is a live radio show, and so we would love to hear from you. Sherry Hara is here, an extremely amazing knowledge expert here, ready to answer your questions. And it can be anything garden-related. Sherry, what do you feel like some of your strengths are? You know, if you're going to answer a group of questions, what do you feel like, you know, really you can this is my number one topic or number, you know, two topic or whatever.
Okay, well, I'll start naming them off. Of course, anything plant I love, right? But I think
right. I mean, I trust what you'd say about any topic with gardening. So, but, you know.
So soil is kind of my passion.
Right.
And then I guess I'm kind of the weed expert at the nursery.
You mean like
lawn weeds? Lawn
okay,
weeds.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Not the other kind. And vegetable gardening. Where I fall short is probably fruit trees, but that's where you come in.
Well, look, we got our little tag team going on, so that's great.
I have a tiny yard and a pool, so I don't have any fruit trees, and that I really learn by doing. And in my 20-year career at the nursery, I don't think I've ever planted. Well, I've had a citrus and an avocado, so I guess I have had some.
I mean, I think the small yard with a pool is really great for a lot of tropical trees, and mm-hmm. a lot of them are evergreens and don't give you a ton of mess. So
yeah.
Maybe something to consider, Sherry.
Maybe this year.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe this year. Maybe this is it.
This is it.
2019, the year of Sherry's fruit.
Well,
they already have those.
My daughter saw the peach trees blooming so beautifully, and she was like, we need one of those in the yard. Of course, she only notices when they're blooming. So
Right. And, you know, peach trees, when they're blooming, kind of in line, you know, especially before they leaf out, when it's just the blooms and the stick, you know?
Yeah.
Man, that's a beautiful plant to put into a vase. You get this stark, you know, stick with these bright pink flowers on it.
Yeah, that's nice. I would have never thought of it. Yep.
Well, it's on the list of amazing things to put in, especially if you're doing kind of like a little less big flower one and kind of more small flowers, stark sort of thing, more of a modern kind of vase.
Yeah.
They're a really great, really great option.
Very nice.
Well, Sherry is, you know, one of the kind of owning family members of Plants for All Seasons up 249 past Louetta. So if you're up that way today, what a great stop. What a great place to go in. They got a bunch of cool stuff. But if you find yourself in the Heights, you know, Buchanan's Native Plants is right there on 11th Street. I guess East 11th Street, to be perfectly clear about that. But, man, it is a really pretty spot right there in the Heights. Just a great place to go, walk around, you know, spend some time. If it's a nice day like it is going to be, you know, after it rains today, if it rains a little bit. But get out there and just kind of walk around, see all these beautiful plants. You walk in the front door, you take a right, and you're in the natives section. That's also the fruit tree section. So it's pretty cool. So you have all these flowering native plants, a bunch of beautiful kind of plants that are starting to flower now, even, and even some that will continue from now even through the summer. So pretty awesome little selection there. And the fruit trees, you know, the big thing with buying fruit trees is you want to buy from a grower who's in the area, and you have to buy from a seller who knows about trees and knows to get the right plants from the right grower. And Buchanan's is one of those people. Their fruit tree selection is great. It's from local growers that really know how to grow for success in our area. But they don't just have native plants and fruit trees. They also have this awesome bungalow gift shop, incredible herb and veggie selection, a really cool hothouse for indoor plants, runs a bunch of really interesting plants in that hothouse. And then they have an incredible soil and amendment selection. It's a really great place to go shop and spend some time. And it's so lovely, like a lot of these places are, that it's just a great place to go spend time, go shop, spend part of your day, and it's gorgeous. They've been doing it for over 30 years, and they're dedicated to organic gardening and dedicated to native plants, and those are two of my favorite things. So I just, you know, I love Buchanan's Native Plants, and check them out online, buchanansplants.com.
At Southwest Fertilizer, we've been helping Houston gardeners like you raise healthier vegetables and flowers since 1955. Hi, Bob Patterson at Southwest Fertilizer. From plants to soils, fertilizers to gardening tools, you'll find a bigger selection of organic and synthetic products for every budget. All your lawn and garden needs in one stop. And we'll even load it all into your car or truck. Come see us. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick. It's worth the trip. SouthwestFertilizer.com.
Rains fall, bayous fill, streets flood, then homes. Get on the high ground. Hi, I'm Kenny Dutton with Due West Foundation Repair. We level homes and lift them too. Done it for decades, 4 feet, 6, 8, and more. Due West decades of experience in Unilift technology lifts your home higher, safely, reliably, and with a lifetime transferable warranty. Call now. I'll send a Due West specialist to evaluate your home for free. High ground is safer ground. We'll get you there. When you want the best, call Due West, du-west.com.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
Nature's Way Resources for quality soil, mulch, and compost. The key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns. Southwest Fertilizer. Quality lawn and garden supplies since 1955.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now. 713-572-4610.
Like the nice man said, 713-572-4610. And, you know, like this is Home Show Garden Pros. I'm Danny Milliken here with Sherry Hira, one of our wonderful knowledge specialists. And as Sherry mentioned, I'm in New Orleans. I'm here in New Orleans kind of doing the show from here, doing a little exploring, checking some stuff out. Anita, who will be on later at the 8 o'clock hour, actually there's like a water garden store that she wants me to go to, and I'm kind of excited about the visit. So what's the weather like there?
Oh, here? It's a little overcast. I didn't look at the temperature, but I'm thinking it's the low 40s. It's pretty chilly out.
Wow, that is chilly.
Man. No frost, because we have the blanket
of clouds.
Not freezing
or frost, okay.
No. Mm-mm.
Well, I mean, since low 40s, there's really no, you know, plant protection, plant recovery plan when you're at that space, right?
Right, exactly. So it's good. How's the weather there?
It's mid-40s, you know, cloudy. It's supposed to get up to like 55 today and clear up. So should be a great day for walking around.
Yeah, I'm ready for some sunshine.
Yeah, sunshine. And I mean, last week we had that one day it started humid, but then it got like warmer and the light came out. And I was like, this is it right here. You know, 75, sunny.
Yeah.
Now we're talking. Okay, Home Show Garden Pros, Sports Radio 610. It's in Home Show Weather Pros, let's face it. So we are here talking gardening, answering your questions, 713-572-4610. And here with Sherry Hira. So Sherry, like kind of Home Show Garden Pros, is an expert at Facebook, really good at getting information out, putting videos out. And so you're invited to check out our Home Show Garden Pros if you're listening to the podcast or you're maybe unable to call in right now. That's a great way to get your question asked. Another way is our website, homeshowgardenpros.com. If you go on that, you'll see a ton of videos. We have a ton of tip videos that can really get you straight to the point without a lot of downloading and reading and looking at it. We can get a video done. You can get a hands-on kind of experience. And who knows, maybe some of your questions will be answered just by checking out those videos. If not, good news, there's an Ask Danny button, and you can just hit that button, and, you know, boom, you will send me a question. And sometimes I read them on the air, like right now. You ready for a question, Sherry?
Let's go. Let's do this.
Okay. So this question is from Michael White, who's from Houston. And he says, last year I didn't have much success with my lawn. I'm considering doing organics. What should my approach be this time of year?
Okay. Well, I mean, I think that's a good move in the right direction. I'm not sure.
Well, I mean, you know, what does it mean to consider organics?
What does it mean to consider organics?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like an interesting term. It's like a phrase that's like you throw it out there. But, you know, what are some steps? Like, you know, that's kind of guess. But sorry, I interrupted you.
Oh, that's okay.
Oh, my gosh. Sure.
I'm used to it. I'm just kidding. So as far as considering organics, I would definitely urge him to move more organic, but some steps would be compost top dressing, right? And a good slow release organic fertilizer, like our favorite MicroLife.
Right.
And I would even take it up a notch and do a molasses and seaweed, especially since he's new to the organic world. So we're putting the microbes in the soil with the compost. We're feeding them. Beefing them up,
right.
Getting them happy, and that'll start loosening the soil.
And that loose soil is a great way to reduce compaction, and it lets your grass roots kind of really get a hold. Those microbes you mentioned, they also are made of nutrients and eat and spread nutrients, and that's a great way to get nutrients to your grass's roots where they need to be and not up on the leaves where we usually fertilize. So doing something like that involves that, you know, soil food web is the way to go. And that's what it means to do organics. It's to build up the soil first, not so much worry about the plant specifics, but the whole scenario. And that, and to me, that's why it works so much, is because it actually addresses the plant's needs and helps the plant kind of build that up. So 713-572-4610, talking with Sherry Hera from Plants for All Seasons. Sherry, shall we answer some questions?
Mm-hmm. Let's get
all
this done.
Right.
Yep.
Let's do it. These people got questions for you, so we're going to help them out. Chris, you're on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question for Sherry?
Yes, sir. I called you back in the fall about a peach tree and got the peach tree in the ground and everything. And
okay.
It's starting to flower out now. And so I was just, once it starts to fruit, do I need to limit the number of fruit per branch, or do I need to watch that, or just let it go?
Well, I'm going to defer to you,
Sherry.
Danny.
Oh, okay, sure. To be honest with you, Chris, I might take all but two or one fruit off of it this year. Again, the big thing is you want all that energy. So, you know, every year the plant can only take in so much energy, right? As much energy as the sun gives it, and kind of can harness from the sun, it does something with it. So if we're making fruits, then we're not making roots, right? And this first year, getting those roots growing, those roots kicking into gear, means more fruit down the line. Does that make sense, Chris?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So I'm using go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, no. I'm just saying, so your best bet this year is to not let it do any fruit. Now, if you really want to, like, let it do one or two so you can taste them and, you know, still enjoy it, I think that's permissible. But in reality, I would really focus only on roots. And the way you do that in this sort of setting is by not letting it do any fruit its first year.
So do I need to pick the flowers off?
No. Probably about 60% of the flowers, if not much less, will set fruit. In about a month, you'll have a bunch of dime-sized fruit on there, or you'll have several dime-sized fruit on there, and those are what you take off.
Okay. So let it flower out. That's fine. But once the fruit start coming off, pick them.
Yep, that's exactly right. And, I call it fruit thinning. And even when the tree is mature, taking about half of them off will really help you get bigger, better production.
Okay.
Like,
and then,
bigger individual fruits.
I can compost those fruits, right?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Kinda
absolutely.
Use back in the soil. Yep. Okay, that's what I was thinking about.
No, that's a great idea.
Okay, well, I appreciate it.
Yeah, I love that. Well, hey, thanks a lot, Chris, for calling in. Really appreciate it. Sherry, any extra thoughts for Chris?
No, I mean, that's interesting. I wouldn't have the heart to pull off baby fruit, but...
No, it's hard, but...
I always hear that, but I don't know if I could do it.
Yeah, no, it's that same thing where you just, you're having to decide whether or not... Well, you know, it's like when you're building a family, when you just get married. It's like, you know, are we ready for kids, or do we want to kind of build our relationship a little bit forward? So you're letting
right.
the tree and the soil build their relationship, build their marriage before you're bringing kids into the story.
There we go. Good.
No,
that's a good way
that's
to,
actually a
good way
terrible
to look
analogy.
At it.
And then one year, you know, some years you'll get to have 100, 150 kids fruit.
Right.
I feel like I'm confusing myself. So, well, we are Home Show Garden Pros. This is Sherry Hera, and we are taking your call, 713-572-4610. Ralph, Salvador, Carlton, I see you, and we will definitely get back to you right after this quick break. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Nature's Way Resources has provided rich, fertile soils, mulch, compost, and organic supplies to avid gardeners for over 20 years. Now you can grab a bag of the famous leaf mold compost, native mulch, and other organic products in your own neighborhood. Find out where by visiting natureswayresources.com, then select retail stores. natureswayresources.com, organic products for the safety of your children and pets. It's Nature's Way.
Get growing at Warren Southern Gardens. Whether you're a garden newbie or ninja, Warren's helps you succeed without ever making you feel stupid. From seed and soil to plants and products, Dean and Bernice and the whole crew at Warren's gets you growing because their roots run deep. Come wander Warren's Pathways, where it's always safe to set your inner gardener free. Warren Southern Gardens, 1675 North Park Drive, Kingwood. Online at warrensoutherngardens.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros. There was our sci-fi space travel music. Oh, nice. Get some tunes going. I love that. All right, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, 713-572-4610. Sherry Hera from Plants for All Seasons and me, Danny, here kind of chatting with everybody, and we are going to keep answering your garden questions. 713-572-4610. Salvador, you are on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey. Hello, guys. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Fine, thank you. I was considering growing some citrus in a potted, you know, in a planter. Mm-hmm. I've had success in the yard, but my question is, what am I looking for, name brand, or, you know, they say there's a dwarf tree, but what is very successful in this area? I live in Kingwood. Planters, citrus trees or anything. Do you have any suggestions that, you know, would grow fruit successfully in a planter?
Yeah, so
a large planter at that, I may add.
Okay, good. A large planter is recommended.
Correct.
To my understanding is all of the citrus that we get at our nursery are grafted onto what would be a dwarf rootstock. So this, and if you put it in a pot, it'll actually keep it even smaller. So I probably wouldn't do like a large growing satsuma in a pot, but like a lime tree or a lemon tree. That's my understanding now, or a kumquat.
Which type of lemon tree? Now, I'm familiar with the Lisbon. I'm familiar with the Myers. And I might have talked to maybe 10 people who have tried limes. Half will say they don't work, and the other half says they work great. So kind of in the middle there, what would be the name brand, like a persimmon lime or a Lisbon lemon?
Well,
like
I've done the thornless Mexican lime.
And that's pretty
And I've done that in a
hardy
container, and it worked really well.
Mexican
hardy-wise, it's a question. You know, if you're doing it in a pot, then you can move it.
Right.
Yeah, that's the thing. But I don't want
if you've
to
got
get,
the right.
Yeah, I don't want it to get like 6 feet tall. I just want it to get maybe in the pot, maybe a 3 to 4 feet tall, where it's, you know, eye high, and it's going to grow. And like you said, if it gets cold, you can always move it. So that's what my question was again: the Mexican thornless lime. Are there any other suggestions that doesn't have to be citrus that, you know, works very well in a container? You know, a kumquat or a date.
But you want
like
fruit, right?
Yeah, just it's nice to look at and everything.
So as far as limes go, the nice thing about the kind of Mexican thornless lime is that you get fruit a little more often. You don't only get it in the wintertime. Persian limes are kind of the traditional limes in the store, and you can do those. Persian limes, most lemons, are not going to be a lovely tree. They're going to be kind of like scraggly. You're going to have to prune them a little bit pretty often to make sure they don't cross branches. The lime's a lot less than the lemons. Lemons are really kind of a hassle of a tree, and you know, you don't get as much. It's a flavor question with most of the lemons. Like, do you want a traditional lemon? Are you okay with something bigger and sweeter? And so the improved Meyer lemon is not a true lemon. It's a kind of a combination, like a lot of lemons are, to get that kind of unique flavor package, but without bitterness and with more sweetness.
Yeah, I've had the Meyer's lemons for years, and they get as big as softball, and they're just like eating a mix between an orange and a lemon. But one other thing, my last
question—that's what they are.
Yeah, they're very good, and people love them. But my last question, I guess, then, if it wouldn't
be citrus. Sorry, let me just explain something too, real quick. Is the dwarfing rootstock that Sherry's talking about is called Flying Dragon, and that's the only way you dwarf a fruit tree. A citrus tree. There are other ways with peaches and apples, but with citrus, you have to put it on a dwarfing rootstock. But all that does is shorten it about 80% and widen it about, you know, 10%. And so it doesn't actually make it a ton smaller. But you basically, if you can go to a place and find what the rootstock is, look for Flying Dragon. Those are going to be a little bit slower growing, which is good for a pot, and a little bit smaller. And that's the rootstock that's actually going to affect it.
And Danny, I have a question.
Yeah.
Do you know of a true dwarf citrus?
No, there aren't any available for purchase.
Right.
Like you mentioned a kumquat, and they are smaller, and they grow really dense. And to me, that's, if you like the flavor of those, they're a really great option.
Right.
Because, you know, you eat the peel, and the peel is sweet. But if you like the way those taste, man, those are really, you get a lot of them. You get them different times during the year, and it's going to be really good looking in the pot. So a kumquat is this really nice dome-shaped tree that I think is kind of a no-brainer for a potted plant.
Yeah.
Okay. Like a blueberry tree or like a, you know, a raspberry, something like that.
Well, so blueberries are an option. And what you can do if you have a large pot is you can plant maybe five different varieties in one pot and let them cross-pollinate. And you kind of get yourself a little, like, blueberry bunch, you know, or maybe it's four or three, something like that. And you get a little blueberry group going because you got to have up to three. You have to have three varieties to get production with blueberries.
Okay. All right.
And then
well,
you want to get them to blueberries are a little bit more complicated. And we could even probably do a whole segment on blueberries. And, you know,
right.
we'll just do that. We'll jump into blueberries in a little bit.
Okay.
But, man, if you want something steady, I think satsumas are good. You can't do grapefruit. That's going to topple over eventually.
Right.
There's a dwarf peach that's pretty tasty, but it likes full shade. So, hey, thanks so much, Salvador, for calling in. I really appreciate you. Hopefully we helped Salvador out. And, you know, it's always tough. There are some really cool classes out there that you can actually go and you can taste different citrus. Because really, what citrus should I grow is a huge flavor question.
Yeah, and to invest in a tree and take the time and then not like the fruit would be very disappointing.
right. I mean, and when it comes down to it, all the satsumas, all the clementines, even the two lemons, they're very tasty. And, you know, if you can feed it in a pot, continue to feed it, start with really great soil, you really can have some serious success. Speaking of starting success because you focused on having great soil, I'm going to talk about year-round organic lawn solutions because that's what they do. They focus on your lawn soil, and it lets you have lawn success. What's lawn success? Well, you take a look at your lawn, right? In your mind, you have this vision. Lush, green, few weeds, no visible weeds maybe is the way to phrase that. And you know, it's beautiful. You can walk barefoot on it. It feels good. It takes care of itself, right? And that's the approach of focusing on a soil-first approach is how that maintains. So with year-round's approach, Cliff is the owner, you get deeper roots. That means more water can be held in the roots, in the root system. That means less watering for you. It also means more drought tolerance because the roots are so deep that they can get to the water that hasn't been evaporated during like a dry spell, which we will have another one someday. So improving the root zone, improving the soil is the only way to get long-term success without you having to continually do the same thing over and over and over with worse results. Right, so year-round organic lawn solutions are going to come in, they're going to core aerate, they're going to put down good fertilizer. So they use MicroLife, they use fertilizer that's really going to help the soil and the plants out, a better situation. They're going to do a compost top dressing. A compost top dressing is where you spread compost all over your yard. And like Sherry mentioned earlier, that brings in microbes, that brings in nutrients, and it brings the microbes that are already in the soil up. And so you get another layer of aeration. And really, ever since Harvey, all these floods we've had really compacted the soil. And so we don't have enough air in our soil. And that's why we get so much drainage and runoff right away. That's why we have puddlings right away. And they're not just going to leave you – year-round organic lawn solutions and not just going to leave you alone after you do these treatments. They're going to come back, monthly service. They're going to take care of you. Your lawn is going to be what you dreamed it would be. You know, I talked to Cliff about this, and he really does just care about beautiful lawns. He loves a beautiful lawn. And the way he's doing it with his soil-first approach, it works. That's the thing. It's not like just, you know, we're a bunch of hippy-dippies that want to do organics because organics are nice. Like, feeding your roots works to make a healthier plant. Everything else requires more work. And so that's the approach he's using. It's safe for pets, safe for your kids to go play on your lawn. He could come and the kids could go out and play that same day, a minute after he left, and there would be no detrimental effects to what he's doing. Really cool stuff. With year-round organic lawn solutions, we're talking about a better-looking lawn, a healthier lawn, a safer lawn, and potentially lower water bills, which is pretty awesome. So it's locally owned and operated. Check them out online, yearroundhouston.com.
another truckload of doors rolling into the Door Clearance Center. What's inside? Barn doors with barn door tracks, mahogany, knotty alder, fiberglass, steel, and one-of-a-kind doors. Open your home with patio doors or a grand entrance wrought iron door, shaker style and other interior doors, lock sets and handles, too. A warehouse of options ready to take home and install. The Door Clearance Center. Save 30 to 70%. DoorClearanceCenter.com.
Home Show Radio is hitting the road again and heading to the very center next weekend for the 12th annual Sci-Fair Home and Garden Show. There'll be over 200 home improvement professionals joining us with products to make your dream a reality. Dr. Lori, the star appraiser of the Discovery Channel show Auction Kings, will appraise your antiques. And of course, Tom will be there answering your home improvement questions on the air and in person. The parking is free, and you can pick up a discount coupon online at homeshowradio.com. The Sci-Fair Home and Garden Show, next weekend at the Berry Center with Home Show Radio on Sports Radio 610. Home Show Radio will return in a moment. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Warren Southern Gardens get you growing because their roots run deep. Plants for all seasons. Come and get your green on. Nelson Water Gardens and Nursery, Katie's full-service nursery.
Connect with all six Home Show Garden Pros co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now, 713-572-4610.
Well, welcome back, everyone. Home Show Garden Pros, Sherry, Hera, and Danny Milliken here answering your gardening questions, 713-572-4610. Ralph, you're on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question for Sherry?
Good morning. I've been over this plant fall season and brought all my compost for my garden, and I just got my tomatoes plants in too late to try to get, and I have to go buy me a pretty, well, let's say a couple of dozen of tomato plants. You know, that gets up gosh. To end there if I didn't sort them.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I lost you for a second.
Oh, it did?
Yes.
Yeah. On your tomato plants. I'd like to get a couple of dozen tomato plants, but if I get the small, I got some from y'all this week.
Yes.
But I need a couple of dozen. They're going to be bigger this now and the same price or what?
Oh, yeah. So we'll get, the plants will actually be bigger in the same size pot, cut probably in the next week or so. We've been getting whatever has been available from our growers. And so they've been coming in kind of small, but we'll have bigger ones in. And probably this next week. I know I got a nice Juliet that was probably about a foot tall and it had a nice little stalk on it this week. So check back this next week.
All right. Yes. You got a fine store. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for shopping.
Yeah, thanks, Ralph, for calling in, too. I always love to hear from Ralph.
I know exactly who he is.
Oh, awesome. That's great.
I love
to meet him.
Yes.
I will say that on tomatoes, you know, even if they're small this time of year, just getting them and getting them in the ground, they will grow.
Yes.
Just don't bury the very, very top, but the rest of it can go in the ground, and
right.
You'll have that much more roots, and it'll shoot up pretty dang quick.
And the reason we start so early in Houston is because we get so hot so fast. So some people say, oh, it's too cold to start, but the roots will grow all, you know, this whole time when we're cooler, right? They won't put on a lot of top growth. So whenever they're ready to set fruit, they've got enough foundation, right? Enough roots, so.
Yeah, and you can always start them. And then if they're small, you can cover them with a bucket if it's going to get 34 or 35 or lower. And,
exactly.
You know, if that's the case, you can just cover them with that bucket and keep on going and take them off in the next morning.
Yep.
Piece of cake. A great way to get more out of tomatoes, too, to make sure that you fight off blossom end rot, which is that kind of like nasty sort of graying at the tip of your fruit, or other kind of insect disease on tomatoes and any vegetable stuff, is by using MicroLife. And, you know, I got a little read here I'm doing for MicroLife. But to me, when it comes down to the vegetable gardener's best friend, you got to be in there a lot and you have to make sure your soil's healthy. And MicroLife is a huge way to make sure that you've got a bountiful spring, a spring bursting with veggies and, you know, getting that last boost from your greens, your collards, your kale, your lettuce even. You can actually improve their flavor by improving the soil around their roots, which is pretty cool. And MicroLift does a great job of it. It does it for three reasons. We're going to explore those right now. One is by adding a ton of nutrients. All the nutrients your plants need, which in my opinion is pretty much all of the nutrients, all of the minerals are part of what a plant needs to do everything it's got to do. So MicroLife's got a bunch of nutrients. It's got everything that, it's got everything it needs. It's wonderful. The other thing is it feeds the microbial selection. The population increases and diversifies when you use MicroLife in a healthier soil. If you've got a pretty healthy soil, a garden that's doing pretty good, and you add MicroLife to that, you're really going to diversify and expand that population of microbes, and your veggies are just going to take off. And this is true for lawns too, or trees or shrubs or whatever. You improve the soil around the roots, and the plant does a ton better. It's incredible how that works. And lastly, this is not really soil-related, but MicroLife's made locally. This is a local company. The owner and the company care about Houston. The people that work there are Houstonians, and it's just a great place to kind of support. Safe for your kids, safe for your pets, and more than safe for your veggies, it actually works and makes them more nutritious for you. That's a pretty great thing because, you know, more nutritious vegetable is actually a much more flavorful vegetable. You can fight off that thing where tomatoes taste like wet cardboard and really get a delicious tomato. And you do that by kind of using MicroLife when you plant it. And about every 2 months, just put a little bit down and you'll really start to see some great veggie help. Same for your flowers. You get a boost of flowers. They got a great product called Maximum Blooms that kind of gives an extra boost of those minerals that flowers need that really veggies don't really use that much. So I got a lot of great products. I love the liquid amendments because they work so quickly, especially Super Seaweed. That stuff is amazing. So just check them out online. They got a big spread of products, tons of information on their website. So I encourage you to go there and just see what they've got. And then you can turn around and buy it at Blends for All Seasons, Nelson Water Gardens. A ton of our co-op members carry it. So check them out online at microlifefertilizer.com.
That looks fun.
I enjoy it year-round.
Maybe why you and Dad started Nelson Water Gardens?
Hands in the dirt.
Things growing.
Changes you.
Ponds and water.
Changes your whole yard.
Creates a peaceful backyard getaway.
Anytime you want.
From a big pond.
To a pot garden.
Maybe a disappearing fountain.
We've been doing this 20 years.
Practically my whole life.
Nelson Water Gardens is a member of our family.
It's why folks say, this feels like home.
And find something worth taking home.
She's Anita.
He's Peter.
We're at NelsonWaterGardens.com.
You can find us.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
All right. Okay, Home Show Garden Pros, Sports Radio 610. Again, the show's all about answering your gardening questions. 713-572-4610. We've got Sherry Hara here, amazing expert from Plants for All Seasons, one of our regular garden hosts, co-host, co-op member, superstar, Sherry. We got Carlton waiting for us. Sherry, let's jump over to Carlton. What do
Great.
You think?
Great. Let's talk to Carlton.
Carlton, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I've got a couple questions. I just got in on the tail end a little while ago. Y'all were talking to a gentleman about fertilizing his yard. And I guess my question would be, with these cold snaps still coming in, when do you fertilize? Do you wait till like March when you know that it's a little warmer? Do you do it now? Or
yeah, so I typically say March 1st, look at the 10-day, because we've been known to have ice in March, and you don't want to wake up your lawn too early and get
right.
it actively growing if we're going to be covered up with ice. So I would say March 1st, look at your 10-day. And
okay.
if it looks like winter's over, go ahead and do it.
Got you. Okay, now let me ask you another question. You were talking to him about an organic fertilizer, and I did not get the name of that product. Do you remember?
MicroLife. So go to microlifefertilizer.com, and you can research okay. the different products that they have. I would say if you're new to organics, I would recommend doing Humates Plus and MicroLife Hybrid. It's a 2004. It'll kind of bridge you over into the organic world. But the Humates Plus will be really important to help with the soil compaction that we've been experiencing.
Do you have a supplier like in the Rosenberg area that carries that?
Richmond Rosenberg. So that would be the Enchanteds. And then
okay.
if you're close to Katy, then Nelson.
Okay. And they'll have the compost too that you're that you were saying to also add with that?
Yes, they will. Absolutely. Okay.
One other question. Chinch bugs. What
chinch
do you,
in gardens.
What's that?
I'm sorry.
Oh, I said you're doing great when you said one other question. So your question is about chinch bugs?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you want to try to prevent chinch bugs?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so the best...
Or do you want to invite more chinch bugs into your lawn?
No, I don't want to do that.
Okay, okay. Gotcha. Sherry, you were right. I don't know what
Yeah, so the best way to prevent chinch bugs is to try to keep all the stress off of your lawn, right? So if we're watering correctly, then you shouldn't have a huge issue with chinch bugs.
Okay.
So you really want to help the soil move through the soil. That's help the water move through the soil. Sorry. And hold on to moisture. But you want to make sure that you're getting good coverage on your sprinklers because chinch bugs always come in where it's stressed out and dries out sooner.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to just kind of assess your yard and visually monitor and make sure that your sprinklers are getting good coverage if you're using a sprinkler system and it's not staying excessively dry. Usually you see chinch bugs come in towards the street or any concrete like driveway
right.
and then they yep. work their way into the yard. Or if you have a big, let's say, hot spot in the middle of the yard where it's staying drier, that's where you'll see them invade first.
Okay.
So just try to take the stresses off your grass.
Probably won't see any of those with all the rain we've had.
Yeah, they weren't too terrible last year just because we were so
right.
wet.
But okay, they oftentimes well, will come in when we are at our most kind of evaporative, you know, so late July, August is when we see them. And, you know, that little strip between the sidewalk and the street is like a invitation space for them. So what happens is the soil gets totally dried out. The plants really puts out these signals of I'm sick, I need help, you know. They're trying to put it into the soil, but there's nothing to the soil. And so using MicroLife, using great compost like Nature's Way to top dress kind of right before that stress season in June is a really great way to make sure that you don't get chinch bugs because the plants will never send out that stress signal. So it's pretty amazing how plants communicate with each other and with the soil. And in this case, they're sending out a signal that they need support from the soil, but all those little bitty bugs hear that signal too, or maybe not hear it, but receive that signal. And so, also, you know, doing a real thorough check of your irrigation system is a great thing to do kind of every spring just to see where you don't have coverage. And, you know, watching those corners, watching those little strips, those are where the invitation really gets there for getting chinch bugs in the yard.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Carlton.
Thank you, Carlton. Yeah, chinch bugs are interesting too because it really is like you're not sure when you're going to get it. If you're going to get it this year, next year, people will take every precaution against getting it, and then we have a wet summer, and it's not an issue, right? So
yeah, and if you want to try to prevent them with a product, there's cedar-based products that'll repel them. So if you feel like pressure's high, your neighbor has chinch bugs, and you want to just kind of keep them away, you could put the cedar-based products out to repel.
Yeah, and I'll add on to that is that if you have a dry spot in your yard, watering your whole yard more is not the solution.
Right.
You want to address the issue in that one little corner, and more water in their whole yard is not – that's a way to invite kill-all fungus or brown patch in the next month, right, is to create more problems and more stress by overwatering is not the solution to a patch that's not getting enough irrigation. So – you want to adjust your irrigation, you know, change a head, maybe put a soaker hose out, something like that, versus, you know, really swamping the rest of your space.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We'd love to hear from you, answer your calls, 713-572-HOME-PROS.
Sounds relaxing, right? Rain on your roof. Running into gutters, overflowing because they're clogged, pulling at the fascia, causing damage you can't see. Relaxing. Right. Well, it is for me, because Gutter Professionals of Houston installed new gutters and covers with a lifetime clog-free guarantee. Thanks, Gutter Professionals, for making rain a relaxing sound around here. How's it sound at your house?
Do you own rental property, or does it own you?
Hi, I'm Bruce Lessie with Houston for Lease, giving you more lease with less stress. We find and screen quality tenants, manage your property, including midnight maintenance calls, all for one affordable fee. No add-ons, no surprise fees. That's more lease with less stress. Learn more at Houston4lease.com. Call me on my cell, 832-654-5670. And get your first month's fee free. Houston4lease.com.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend.
Southwest Fertilizer. Quality lawn and garden supplies since 1955. Nature's Way Resources for quality soil, mulch, and compost. The key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 713-572-4610.
All right, welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros, Sports Radio 610. Talking with the wonderful Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons, but not too much longer, sadly enough. And then Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens comes in. We can explore, you know, gardening even further from a different expert's perspective.
Yeah,
so Sherry, we've talked about fruit trees, we've talked about flowering plants, we've talked about lawn care. It really is kind of getting the point where people are thinking, you know, how do I take care of my lawn? Maybe they've done the same thing for year after year, and with Houston's weather, it hasn't been working.
Right, and that's the big thing. People are coming in the nursery, and you know, this time of year we are inundated with radio commercials and television commercials that promote products to kill weeds, and
right.
And they sound like the miracle cure. And so that's a lot of what we do at the nursery right now is battling these miracle cures and
right.
trying to educate customers. I spoke at the Texas Nursery and Landscape Association a few weeks ago, and
I actually heard raving reviews about your presentation.
Oh, really? Great. Well, Anita. Yeah. She's sitting next to me right now. She messaged me. I talked about the secret life of the soil, and then I went into weeds and why they grow.
Oh, cool.
And so I do a lot of educating on, you know, people are having problems with particular weeds over and over and over, and they keep killing them, and they keep coming back. And so to educate a customer on why that weed is there and let them know what they can do to fix the problem long term, so they're not just constantly putting weed killer out. I mean, that's what we spend our days doing at Plants for All Seasons for the most part. So if a customer or somebody listening right now is battling a particular weed, let's look deeper and find out what that weed's trying to tell us. That's how the earth speaks to us.
Absolutely. And really, when it comes down to it, a great approach is not to say, oh, I must kill my weeds, but like, what is that weed?
What is it? What's it trying to fix, right?
Some air quotes weeds that are growing like the same setting that Healthy St. Augustine does. And so if you take steps to kill that, you're creating a setting that's actually really bad for your St. Augustine,
right?
Which is not ideal.
Right. And so in my yard, I don't necessarily use weed killers, but I will assess the situation and go, well, it's because my saltwater pool is draining right there right now, and we've been wet
sure.
and it's been overflowing. So I know I'm going to have that weed pop up. But when the conditions aren't favorable for that weed and it's fixed the problem, my St. Augustine will take over.
And the cool thing about that is most weeds, they like a certain type of setting.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And educate us. What is that type of setting?
Mostly soil compaction, and you'll see all kinds of weeds pop in.
Sounds familiar.
High salt. And people are like, but what do you get high salt from? Well, I have a saltwater pool, right? So I will get high salt in certain areas. But
a salt is just an ionic compound.
Right.
So you have a positive molecule and a negative molecule.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. That's a salt.
Yeah. And I mean, most chemicals that you put out are salt based, right? Fertilizers that aren't organic are salt. They have inorganic salts in them. So
yeah, they're not table salt. It's not, you know, sodium chloride, the same stuff on your table, although that is bad for soil. You know, people talk about salting a field and that kills all the plants. I mean, that's one thing that invading armies used to do to destroy a population is they would put salt all over the field. And what it does is it turns the water to something else.
Right.
And that, you know, that then the plants don't use it as well.
Exactly. So.
And it blocks other nutrients. And so when we use some of the cheaper commercial fertilizers, you know, that's what we're doing. We're putting salts down, and the plant will get the nitrogen it needs, but it kind of blocks everything else from getting in.
Right. Absolutely. So, I think we have a caller, Danny.
I think so, but we also are at a break. So we'll take – Venice, okay. We'll take you right after we come back from this quick break. And before we go into that, or as part of it really, I want to talk about Enchanted Forest. So, you know, Enchanted Forest, Enchanted Gardens, they're kind of the bookends for the book collection that is Sugarland. So south of Sugarland is Enchanted Forest. Beautiful spot, huge, tons of fruit trees, tons of flowering plants, annuals, herbs, a great selection of soil amendments. They got a little shack that's there for a solution shack is what I call it. And you walk into that thing and you have all these different solutions. But, you know, a lot of times when you experience something like that, you're like, well, which one do I get? You know, like which one is the right one for me? Well, the great thing about Enchanted Forest is that their staff knows which one's the right one. The staff can actually talk you through it. Most of them have used those products. They've experienced it in their own yard, in their own lives. They've seen what works and doesn't work in different settings. And I love that about this place is that you really have knowledgeable people. It's one of the very few places that can boast three generations of adult employees doing this gardening work, making sure that they're only selling the best plants, the best soils, and the best solutions. And I love that so much. In addition to a great fresh herbs and vegetable selection, they have an awesome rose selection. And it's really getting into rose season where if we want to be planting, pruning, tending our roses, we need to start considering that now. And I would suggest that antique roses are a great way to do that. You know, maybe stay away from some of the hybrid teas and focusing on stuff that works in our area. And they can help you out there a lot. They have a bunch of specimen shade trees. So if you lack shades in your space, you know, head over to Enchanted Forest. Who knows trees better than a forest? Am I right? So their customers really consider Enchanted Nurseries their happy place. And it's a great place to go and renew your gardening spirit, renewing that passion for gardening that you once have and maybe it's fading away. But it's a great place. They have an awesome website, tons of information on the website. And you can definitely find out where their two locales are. And their website is myenchanted.com.
At Southwest Fertilizer, we've been helping Houston gardeners like you raise healthier vegetables and flowers since 1955. Hi, Bob Patterson at Southwest Fertilizer. From plants to soils, fertilizers to gardening tools, you'll find a bigger selection of organic and synthetic products for every budget. All your lawn and garden needs in one stop. And we'll even load it all into your car or truck. Come see us. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick. It's worth the trip. SouthwestFertilizer.com.
Your fireplace. It should be a centerpiece, not a source of stains and smells, leaks, noises, drafts, and maybe even a fire risk. Lord's Chimneys certified insured technicians utilize advanced LCD video scanning technology to find dangers before your home is at risk. Lord's Chimney guarantees mess-free service every time. Keep your fireplace beautiful. Keep your family safe. Call Lord's Chimney, a certified home show pro, 281-724-3400. Or visit lordschimney.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros, 713-572-4610. Talking with Sherry Hira. She's doing a great job. Doing a great job, Sherry.
Thanks,
really
Danny.
Dealing with
it's kind of different with you not next to me here.
I was just thinking how I miss being there with you, you know,
right.
A lot of the none of the hand cues. You know, we have our secret codes of hand cues.
Yes.
Well, let's answer Venice's question. Venice, you are on Home Show Garden Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question for Sherry?
So right now I have patches of Bermuda grass growing on my San Agustin.
Uh-huh.
So I'm trying to figure out how do I get rid of them before they spread.
So you said patches of Bermuda grass?
Yes, on my San Agustin.
Okay, so I always use Bermuda as an indicator of stress because St. Augustine, if St. Augustine is getting everything it needs and isn't stressed out, St. Augustine is the stronger of the two grasses. So we need to look at what went wrong. When did it go wrong? Is it just from all the rain? Did your yard flood? Did you have debris piled up? What's the stress? So you'll have to look back in the past few years and go, what occurred? What happened?
And there's a really good chance that lots of things happened, that summer happened, floods happened, freeze happened. you know, overwatering happened, underwatering happened.
Did it dry out? Did chinch bugs invade? Did you have brown patch there? We've got to figure out what went wrong in the St. Augustine.
Okay.
And if you can't figure that out and you're just like, I just want to start, you know, from scratch, let's start rebuilding the soil and promoting the St. Augustine to take over that Bermuda. I would not battle it with a weed killer, no matter what anybody tells you. Because a lot of the weed killers that will kill that Bermuda will also hurt your St. Augustine.
Yeah, the St. Augustine with a broader leaf is a lot more apt to breathe in killers and be killed by them. Now, that doesn't mean that it's a weaker grass than Bermuda. It just means it's got a different kind of makeup. One really wild thing that happens a lot when people are getting the problem that you're having, Venice, is that they are cutting the St. Augustine too short. So, you know, can St. Augustine really be needs to maintain probably 3 inches, 3.5 inches at a minimum? Doing it at 2 inch or 1.5 is not going to let the St. Augustine do what it needs to do thriving wise. But that's the height you keep Bermuda, is that 2 inches. And so if you want the St. Augustine to outcompete it, you A, have to improve your soil, reduce your compaction if that's your problem. But, you know, improving your soil is going to help St. Augustine no matter what. And then make sure you're cutting it high enough so that it can actually outcompete that Bermuda grass. And it will if you cut it higher.
Okay.
And I don't fuss over having a little bit of Bermuda in my St. Augustine. I have a beautiful St. Augustine lawn. And I'll get a little bit of Bermuda in there. But when something stresses out the St. Augustine, at least you have something green coming in.
Right.
So you don't have a big bald spot. You know what I mean? And then whenever the St. Augustine gets healthy and happy again, it'll take over that Bermuda. So, but just try to figure out what the stresses are.
Thanks so much, Venice, for calling in. Really appreciate it. Well, sad face.
Yes.
Our time has come to an appropriate end, but happy face. Anita's there with you, and I get to talk to her.
She is. We've been chatting between segments. It's been nice.
You're so lucky. I'm just here in this room all alone.
Aw.
No, it's fine. I don't mind. I know you're there. And intent, you know, spirit is we are, you know, we're connected spiritually at least. we have that going on. But hey, I always appreciate you being on. You do a great job. And, you know, time is now for really planning that spring garden, planning your new approach for the new year, making sure you're going to do soil first stuff. And Sherry can really help you out a lot. So head up to Plants for All Seasons, Plants for All Seasons. Head up there. It's an awesome place, and Sherry's there and knows so much stuff at Plants for All Seasons. Well, thanks so much. This is Home Show Garden Pros, and we'll be right back.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan, on Home Show Radio, Saturdays and Sundays on Sports Radio 610.
And anytime you want.
And homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust, tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on,
always free.
Homeshowradio.com. Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.